It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and we are looking at Michter's 10-year-old straight rye whiskey. Now, of course, 10 years old, coming from Michter's, which is always nice to see, to actually have a 10-year-old Kentucky rye. We don't really see that too often, so.
Or ever.
Or ever, yeah. Per se. So having this always come out is always a pleasure to be able to see. But this actually was released back in June of 2021, and this is the only rye release of 2021. It is bottled at 92.8 proof and has a SRP, a retail price, of $170.
Wow. Are the proofs on these consistent, or do they change it from batch to batch?
That's a good question.
Remember. Yeah.
I was like, here, hold that thought. Grab that one right behind you there, because I'm pretty sure this is from...
92.8.
There you go.
So there we go.
There was last year's release right next to it. So
it is consistent.
It is consistent. They have dialed it down to like 92.8. The point proof.
I love it.
All right. So let's go ahead and
you love details.
Dive in with the notes, the nose here.
Some oak on there.
Yeah, some good fruits though.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Like, it's not a spearmint or a dill, or at least in my opinion. I think it's a lot more fruit forward.
Yeah, it's definitely more on like the grape, date, kind of dark, like fruits on that kind of spectrum. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not a... Usually with rye, you get kind of spearminty, which that's not a fruit, but you get more citrusy, you know, like kind of...
But you get that typically like an Indiana rye, which this one is, of course, not, but you definitely get...
It's like dark sweet fruits.
Mm-hmm, for sure. All right, on to the taste.
I mean, that nose translates to the palate. It's mm-hmm. more of that sweet, sugary, confectionery kind of sugar.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's really rich. It's like viscous, for surprising at that 92.8. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of creaminess, but that dark, rich, sweet fruits is kind of where I'm at.
And the rye, I think, really helps elevate the finish as well.
Yeah.
Because you get that spice towards the end. Even after I swallowed it, waiting around for an extra 10 seconds while Ryan was finishing his thought, I could still feel like the spiciness still hitting the cheeks and everything like that too.
Yeah, this is really good and neat, but this would make a killer Manhattan.
It probably like, would.
This is an awesome rye.
For sure.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up. Loved it.
The taste?
Thumbs up. Really enjoyed it.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. Good job, guys.
All the way through.
92.8 is it. You nailed it.
Dialed it in.
Yep.
All right. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.